Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 503. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including postage and handling. Again, remember, this is message program number 503. I have some music. I've got letters. I've got an awesome message today from the Word of God. And I like to expound on the Word of God. I love to study the Word of God so that I can stay whole, every whit whole in the Lord, and that I can cause other people by preaching the Word of God. In other words, He's using me to pour out His Spirit upon the face of this earth right now, that I can lead others to the Lord God who created everything. He created the foundations of the world. And so right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service, this program. Father, anoint this program. You are God. You created the earth. You created the foundations of the earth. And You're the one that continues to cause it to continue on until the end. And we can see that the end is near because we see the plagues, the beginning of sorrows on earth now. People are frightened out of their wits. Thank God that they're becoming more frightened of You than they are the terrorists. Because, you know, the terrorists can take our life, Lord, but they cannot take our soul. But You can take our lives, and if we're not keeping the commandments, You could cast our soul into the bowels of hell and then later into the lake of fire. Lord, You're in this message. I already feel Your Spirit. Your Spirit is with me all the time. I feel Your Spirit with me all the time. And You lead, guide, and direct me by Your Spirit. You show me that I should love everyone in the world because love is, in other words, You mean that I should keep the commandments of the Lord before everyone in the world so they can see the light of You in me. And therefore, if there's light in this world, then all people can see it. The darkness, the dark people that are in darkness don't know how to comprehend it, so they want to destroy it. But no, the light destroys the darkness, just as when a person walks into a room and turns on the light, the darkness flees immediately. And that's the same way, that's exactly what happens when people are preaching and when people are receiving Your word. The darkness that is in them vanishes. And this is why it's so important for everybody to read the Word and to do what the Word says. You are the Word, Lord Jesus. The Bible, Your Word, says so. And so, Lord, we ask that You this Word, that You enter into people's minds, their hearts, their spirits, their souls, that they can know You. For, Lord, there's no other name given among men whereby they must absolutely be saved but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that you reprove them this evening and that You jar their consciences if their consciences are not seared, that their conscience convicts them, that Your word convicts their conscience, that they kneel down before You in humility, admitting, confessing that they're sinners and accept You as their personal Savior. I ask it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now here's Andy, Mrs. Williams' child, Andy, to sing for you the first Noel. Praise the Lord.
Noel. Certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter night that was so deep. No.
Praise the Lord. The most faithful monitor in your own life is your conscience. And that's why it's so important for us to know what the Word of God is, because if you don't know what the Word of God is, there's no possible way that your conscience can be faithful to you, because you could be committing sin and not even know it if you don't know what the Word says, because the Word of God tells you what sin is. All right? Now, there's a scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, that states that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, everything that is in the Bible was given to men to write it down because they were inspired when God hit them with the Holy Spirit and they wrote it down. And so therefore, if it's coming from God Almighty, then it's profitable for you, because it's instructions for you to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven. And this scripture also says that it is profitable to you for doctrine. Doctrine, what do you mean doctrine? Doctrine for instructions on the way to go. Because people are going their own way today. And they keep saying that we have a democracy today. Well, it was never that way at the beginning of the Constitution, because democracy means that the people are in charge. In other words, if they start believing that murder is not a sin, then the democratic thing is to go ahead and let people murder. And that's what we're doing today. There's 46 million murders a year by these babies. And they're innocent human beings, and they're murdering them. And so democracy says, we all agree that that's right to do, and therefore we love being democratic because we can sin if we want to. But the republic for which the America stands is based on the Bible, and because our king is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's the one that set this doctrine down. It was inspired. He inspired people of God to write it down so that we could be profitable, because the Lord curses every nation that forgets God. And there was in the book of Psalms and all throughout the Bible, it talks of these people In Psalms 106, verses 37 and 38, it says, "Yea, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils." Well, what do you think that you're doing, you people that are murdering your children? And this is why God sent the Jews in there, to murder them, to kill them, and to even kill the children that were raised by them, because they'd been taught that they've been taught democracy, that whatever the folks want, everybody, the mob wants, is okay. That's democracy. Of the people, by the people, for the people, and to hell with God. That's what democracy is. But republic, for the Republic of the United States of America, states that no, everything that this country was based on was the Word of God, that we should keep the Word of God. There's a lot of people like George Washington and all of them. We've got some, let me finish this scripture. It's the Word of God is profitable for doctrine, so that you can know that it's not right to murder. And if democracy tells you to murder, it's not all right. Because the world was made by the Lord and everybody in it, and He made the rules. He set up the doctrine that we're supposed to live by. And for reproof, so this is what I'm doing, is a lot of you people know these things, but you believe in democracy more than you do the Word of God. Republicism, is based strictly on the Bible. We have to be led by the Word of God. We have to go by the principles of God. For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, the right thing to do, by what God says is righteous, not what the people say. Now, the people have always been wrong. God drowned all the people before, when the mob got together and they started having free sex, committing adultery on each other, committing every kind of sin there was, being homosexuals and lesbians. It's like a lawless society again. And this is the reason that all these things are true. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? May be perfect. Because you cannot, of course, nobody's perfect today, because they're Democrats. They're filled with their own ways. Whatever the mob says, well, a woman's body is her own body, and so therefore, if something comes out of her body, she can kill it. This is not the republic for which I stand. Amen. Amen. I stand the Republic of God, theoism, all right? So that the man may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All right, so the God, this is a statement from George Washington, the propitious smiles. Now, I am not advocating that the country is going to get back to where it was in the beginning with the founding fathers and all that, because I don't believe that at all. I believe that everyone's becoming worse and worse, and that's why God is pouring out His plagues on the country and the world. The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected to fall upon a nation which disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. Signed, George Washington. This is our founding fathers, amen? Amen. This is the first nation's first president. Now, righteousness alone can exalt any nation as a nation. Only righteousness could exalt the United States of America as a nation. The great pillars of all government and social life are virtue, morality, and salvation. This is the armor of God. The armor of God, I'm going to repeat it again, is virtue, morality, and salvation. Virtue and morality cannot happen until a person is born again of the Spirit, until they're saved. So this is the armor of God, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. Who said that? You people are not taught these things in school. Patrick Henry said that, all right, one of the founding fathers of this nation. And it's never going to happen because you people have sold yourself out to democracy. You have trusted sweaty people, rotten people, to make the decisions for you rather than to base your life on the Word of God. There are many charted statistics showing what has happened to America and any other nation, but especially America. I'm talking about America now, since the court system here in the United States, I'm talking about the Supreme Court, began rejecting the founders' beliefs. Okay, now, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to get in government and change things. No, you won't. The Lord says everything's going to wax worse and worse. It's because, but a person can be in the world and not be of the world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. The people in this church are in the world. Many of them enter into churches that support people like we do, so they can get out of the cold and get the wrinkles out of their belly. They can be fed. They get three squares, three hots in a cot. And that's why many people even stay in prison. A lot of people in prison, and I've been there, folks. I was there for a false charge. I was railroaded into prison on false IRS charges so that they can call me an ex-con. They call Jesus an ex-con. They call Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Apostle Paul ex-cons. They call Moses, every kind of person of the Lord, ex-convicts. Well, I'm glad to be part of that crew. Those that are considered ex-cons for the righteousness of preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and living up to what I'm preaching. If I were a hypocrite, if I was not doing what the Lord said to do, then I would be deemed a hypocrite, and there would be a hotter place in the pit of hell for me than there would be for even you fornicators and homosexuals and lesbians out there, and you adulterers and fornicators and thieves and liars. And so what I'm telling you, you know, if I don't keep it, then I'm in trouble with the Lord. And there's no possible way that I could continue on existing, preaching the gospel, if I were as a lot of people say that I am. The media. The media is Satan's voice. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like you to hear the voices of some other people. We have letters today. Where's the first one from?
From Tabasco, Mexico.
Tabasco. How many people out there love Tabasco sauce? Raise your hands. Okay, thanks for raising your hands. All right, so what do they have to say in Hot Town?
Beloved Brother Tony Alamo, I thank God greatly for allowing me to come across your webpage on the internet. It has been a great blessing in my life. I have a week since I first came across it, and your audio messages have touched me profoundly. I am a Christian and belong to a Baptist church.
Well, the Lord will forgive you for that. Okay. The Baptists believe that you can't fall away. But if you repent from that and believe the gospel, because the Word of God was inspired by God, by the Spirit of God, and therefore it's true. And so any of these people that are Baptists or Catholics or any other religious order that tell you that the Bible isn't true and that they are right, they're liars, all right? Mm-hmm. So the Lord will forgive you for that. Then what else?
But having heard...
If you repent, that is. Okay, then what?
But having heard you, I feel the need to start working for the Lord.
Yeah. In other words, like being a Baptist is not working for the Lord. They jokingly say to me, J.D. Sumner was a Baptist before he died. And I tell him, you know, you guys are going to rise from the dead before I do, because the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. But really, the dead are not in Christ. You cannot be dead and in Christ. You have to be alive and alive forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
My heart has been moved to request that you send me a variety of all the literature you have in print.
I've already ordered them to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
I will be taking them to a prison in the state of Tabasco, and I also will give them to those who come to my small business. I want all the people I am in contact with to be blessed through God's messages. I have two computers which have CD burners and a small laser printer. If you send me the originals of your recorded messages, whether in MP3 format or something similar, I could copy them and in this way make however many copies needed for the work for this part of Mexico.
Did you people do that?
Yes.
You did? Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, then what?
I can do the same with the literature, although for the first shipment I would be sent a good amount already printed for about 200 people.
Yes, I told everybody to do that, right? I told you to send about 200 tracks of 10 different tracks, all right, and about, I think, 50 to 100 Messiah books, in all in Spanish. Right. Then what else?
Thank you for reading my emails, and may God bless you abundantly. Signed, Jose from Tabasco, Mexico.
Okay, well, this letter was translated from Spanish to English. All right, you have another one?
Yes.
What is it? Where's it from?
From Bibiani, Ghana, Africa. Dear
okay.
Pastor...
What do they have to say?
Dear
Don't
Pastor
jump the
Lomos.
Gun on me, because that's rude. Okay, let me finish. What do they say?
Dear Pastor Olamo, grace and peace be unto you from our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the Lord our God will pour his blessings on you and make you strong both spiritually and physically, so that you will always have the strength to make known the only truth of God's message to mankind.
I really thank and praise you people for doing that, because I feel very alert. I feel strong physically. And I work out with weights, and I walk treadmills, and I use a stationary bike, which the Bible said if I did that, the Bible, I'm talking about God, because God is the Word, and the Lord spoke to me by the Spirit, because the Word is Spirit and is life. He told me if I work out, he didn't say like heavily like I used to when I was young, but if I work out and eat properly, he says I'll live another 40 years. And so this is coming right from God. This should inspire you to eat good and exercise a little bit every day. Amen?
Amen?
Because the people in this church are doing that now. We used to have an unparalleled amount of sickness in the church, but we hardly have any now at all. Is that right or wrong?
Amen.
Okay. Well, he told me to stay away from all beef and all, but I love beef, Lord. That's what a lot of people say to me. Tony, I love beef. Well, beef is killing you. Why do you love something that would kill you? Huh? And he said, all dairy. Well, Lord, I love butter and cheese, and I love cheeseburgers, and I love macaroni and cheese, and I love all these different things. Look, the Bible says that we're supposed to eat for strength, amen, not for taste, right?
Amen.
Because your tongue is an evil thing. No man can tame it. But if you're in the Spirit, the Lord will tame your tongue so that you're not going to want to eat the things that are going to kill you. All right? And so we have to fast. I've been fasting. Now, sweets. I can't eat any candy bars. I can't smoke anymore. I used to smoke like a chimney around 43 years ago. I used to smoke about 2 and 3 packs a day. And I haven't really smoked. Then I went for years without smoking, and I don't smoke now. All right? That's clever. That's a clever thing to do, is don't smoke. Amen?
Amen.
Because for sure you're going to catch cancer if you do. So go ahead and finish.
God's wish for man is the best. You are the God-sent pastor to the world, and the world is thirsty for your truth.
Well, praise the Lord for that. Amen?
Amen.
But it's not me. It's the Lord's word that comes right through me. I pray that prayer before every service. And the Lord, I just, you know, the people will tell you, I don't talk that well, do I, when I'm not anointed?
No.
Huh?
No.
Do I, you know, I can't, you know, kind of put words together that well. But when I pray for the Lord to anoint me, it just comes flowing out of me, just like a river flowing right from me into you. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it's not from me, it's actually from the Lord, okay? All glory goes to the Lord. Then what?
Pastor, if I did not have you, I wouldn't have known how I could escape God's judgment.
Now, if you didn't have the Lord, that's what it is, all right? But yes, the Lord is using me as an instrument, so listen to me, okay? And follow instructions. Then what else?
Therefore, I thank you for letting me know the truth through you. I thought I was on my own, but now I have realized that I am not. But rather, it's God who owns my life, and he can take my life from me at his own convenient time. Pastor, the newsletters that you sent to me are full of inspiration. They validate completely with the references from the Bible that you also sent.
Yes, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's for you. And it's for your people, your friends, and it's for everyone that you preach the gospel to. Because why should you do it? Because it's profitable to them and for you, for yourself and for them, for doctrine, and it's for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that you, the man of God, or the woman of God, may be perfect, completely furnished unto every good work that God calls people to do. Okay, then what?
Thanks be to God that your newsletters and the Bible are now an integral part of my daily timetable in the school. Pastor, I want to be one of your distributors in order to reach the good news to the unbelievers.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
Especially those in my area and district, respectively. I would like you to send me the literature listed below. I would also be blessed if you could send me two of your t-shirts in black. May our good God multiply on you wisdom, knowledge, power, and anything that you may need to spread out his word. I end here with wonderful love and greetings. Thank you, Peter, from Bibiani, Ghana, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Now then, we have, I want to finish up the Psalms scripture that I mentioned a few minutes ago, Psalm 106, 37 and 38. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils because they were Democrats. They believe that of the people, by the people, and for the people is correct. This is absolutely satanic Roman Catholic doctrine. And they shed innocent blood like the Vatican is doing, the Democrats are doing. They love to see somebody. You can see them on TV saying, these really, really stupid people that call themselves reporters, and they're bantering back and forth that they don't know the rules or regulations, they don't know anything about the person, and they tear them down without even knowing who they are. I've witnessed that myself where they were on TV tearing me to pieces, and I looked at them and I said, boy, this guy is bad. And I realized, you know, I keep losing sight of the fact that they were talking about me, and it just almost made me want to stone myself to death. Okay, because they get so realistic, and honest to God, they never met me, I never met them, they didn't know anything about me, and they're doing the same thing to people one after the other, because it's a bunch of democratic people that believe in democracy. We the people. And that's been embedded in your minds ever since you went to school. It was in your mamas and your daddies and you, and now your children. And they actually believe that there's intelligence in the mob, the lynch mob. And this is not what our country was based on, not democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. We're a republic, not a democracy. And to the republic for which it stands. We're not international government, but one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for everyone. Not to let a bunch of honyaks on television banter about they get three big mouth females that are not saved at all. They don't care anything about God. They hate God. And they're saying they should be murdered. Or some people, they say they should be let go because they are mental cases. You know, they don't really deserve to die. But the Bible says that if a person, you know for sure, and they admit that they have murdered somebody, that they have to be killed. They have to. Otherwise, the land is cursed. And yet, the democracy, the mob, keeps wanting them to be let go or to get 5 years or 10 years. I got more time in prison for a false Internal Revenue Service charge I was railroaded on than a lot of murderers are. And then they are trying people for being liars, and yet Clinton lied like crazy. He said he never had sex with that girl. He said, and then he came back and says, well, I did, but it was inappropriate. Oh, well, he really humbled himself. And the reason that they get by with it is because all you people out there that are unsaved, Most of you are fornicators, adulterers, liars, thieves, lesbians, homosexuals, and so you don't want to come so down so hard on them, because if you come down hard on those people, well, then someday they're going to come down hard on you, and you don't want a republic for which this nation stands. You want democracy, because you know that the republic for which we stand is based on the Word of God, and that no homosexual is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And you don't want to be told that, and you want to be judged by people. But the people that are saying these things are not saying it of themselves. They're saying it because God said so. All right? Yeah, because you want to be part of the mob to just live comfortably. H.B. Barnum was telling me, are you controversial, Tony? And I said, yes, and he started laughing. And I'm proud to be controversial, because anybody that's for the Bible today is a controversial. Jesus was controversial. Amen?
Amen.
And you may laugh at it, H.B., but hello. I'm not at all ashamed of being controversial, because I despise everything that this nation is doing, and all this democracy business is actually, democracy comes right from the Vatican. That's exactly where it comes from. But the Founding Fathers based this nation on republicanism, for the republic for which this nation stands. Well, what's the republic? The U.S. Constitution is one nation under God, indivisible. We're not supposed to have merged ourselves into other heathen nations. Because when we do that, God is going to start cursing this country, as he's doing right now. You people, because you've allowed Europe to come in and take all your automobile, the Orient, and they're making 80% of all of our clothes now. People are out of work here in the United States, and you think that the republic for which we stand should become international Roman Catholic government, and you people have jacked yourself up real bad. The only way that that could be remedied, and it'll never happen, is to pull out of the UN, because they've given everything in the United States away, folks. But you're not that bright, you're not that spiritual to know that. And the Lord, he states that if you're righteous, then the nation will not fall. But you're not righteous, you're a bunch of stinking scumbags. Well, we're going to get you for that, Tony. No, the Bible says you're worse than that. You're devils, all right? Because you love unrighteousness rather than righteousness. You love democracy that the mob rules. Well, the mob ruled in the time of Noah. The mob got drowned, and they tried to get on the ark, but God sealed the door, and that's what's going to happen to you on the last day. If you don't repent, folks, you're going to hell and then in the lake of fire. And it's the most unpleasant thing that you could ever even imagine. How bad can it be? Have you ever chewed on your tongue for pain yet and never been able to stop it? But usually over here on this side of eternity, you can take morphine and all kinds of things like that. But there's no morphine in hell. There's no painkiller. You think, well, I'm going to kill myself because I'm in such pain here. You don't know what pain is until you're in hell and in the lake of fire. You don't have any idea. How stupid can you get? You're a bunch of faceless men telling you that you have to obey democracy. You obey the mob. These people that are being voted in, they're being voted into office by a bunch of you democratic honyocks that want to murder babies. Because it isn't what the Lord says, that if you murder somebody that you're going to die yourself, or we have to kill you, that it's court system. You don't believe that. And so therefore, because of the fact you don't believe the Word of God, you're going to hell. Those that believe shall be saved, and those that doubt shall be damned. You're damned! Susie wrote a book called You Damned? That means you're lost. You Damned Fools. One of these days I'm going to have to publish that. But you're fools. A person that says there's no God and that we don't have to abide by what he says is righteousness. You're fools. The biggest kind of fool there is. Can't you look back in history? Well, that was old time. No, you're being cursed right now. Don't you see the tsunamis? Don't you see all the diseases that people have today? Don't you see the earthquakes and the typhoons and the hurricanes and the twisters, all these things, and the ice storms and the hail? You're doomed, you stupid democratic believing public. Now, we're never going to get back to that government. That's why all these people are preaching, we got to infiltrate into government. It's too late, folks. So what can you do? You have to get a hold of the Lord, get saved, and just be led by the Holy Spirit. There's nothing else that you can do. Okay, and pray to God that God will destroy them that are attempting to destroy you and those that are destroying the nation. The Bible says that Satan is doing all this, and he's doing it in human bodies. He is, the Bible says that when he gets thrown into hell, the people there are going to look at him narrowly and say, are you the one that destroyed the earth and said all this, these dirty lies and caused me to believe them and that I'm here and it's not going to ever end? You that destroyed the earth and made it desolate, you filthy bastard, you fatherless child. That's what bastard means, in case you don't know the American language. They got you so confused, they're trying to get you to believe the European metric system. And I don't go for that kind of stuff. All right, I'm an American. I believe in pounds, ounces, miles instead of meters. I don't know what a meter is, except the one that's on my building out there that meters all the different electricity that I use and the water I use. That's what a meter is to me. It isn't a mile and a half or less than a mile. I don't want to know that stuff. Okay? I want to make people in Europe go by miles, pounds, ounces, quarts, pints. Do you dig? Okay? Do you dig, you stupid Democrats, you stinking member of the mob? You're the mob. But I pledge allegiance to America and to the republic for which it stands, not the democracy for which it stands. You people stand for democracy. I stand for the Republic of the United States of America, which was based on the Word of God. You understand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that quite simple? Huh? Yes. That's the way it was set up. And we had a long period of time in the United States of America where we didn't have what we have today. Okay? We had peace and safety, and we had our own armed forces fighting our own battles, not the battles of the mob. Because we're murdering people by the millions, the hundreds of millions of people. And you know what? You're going to pay for it. Okay, do you have another letter? You do?
I read them both.
Well, you read both of them. Okay, well, I thought maybe you had another one. Well, you're holding that back for tomorrow? Okay, I understand. All right. So, yeah, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters, these unto devils. And that's what you're sacrificing these to. And yet you condemn people for taking drugs. If it's their own body, what is it your business? Amen?
Amen?
So what they're trying to tell you is they're such hypocrites. They're saying it's a woman's body and so she can do whatever she wants with it. Oh, can she take drugs? No, she can murder her baby, but she can't take drugs. You stinking, idiotic, demonic, filthy lice. I mean, how could anybody believe in a system like that? And they shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. And the United States of America and every country in the world is polluted with blood. Polluted with it. And the only way that you can get rid of the pollution is to kill the murderers that are murdering these people. And that goes for presidents of the United States or any king that bombs a bunch of innocent people. The law, we're supposed to say, the mob is supposed to say, the Republic, it says, is for everybody. Nobody is above the law. And it's for sure nobody's above the law of God. So no matter if you get by with it on this side of eternity, you see this sickening smile on these presidents' faces because they think they've got it made, but they keep forgetting because they're not that bright. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a puppet for the Pope. They forget that they're going to stand judgment before the living God one of these days, and it's going to be too late, and they're going to be screaming their stinking heads off and groveling on the ground, slobbering all over the place, begging God not to send their souls out to hell. And they're saying, oh, God, you know, come on, I was the president of the United States. That Lord is going to destroy you. You stinking, puffed up nothing, you. God's going to open your mind up so that you know what a nudnik you are. A dum-dum. Ezekiel states, chapter 22, verse 4, thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself in thine idols which thou hast made, and thou hast caused thy days to draw near. God takes your life from you, and art come even unto thy years, the end of your years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. This is what God was saying to his own chosen people. So what do you think he's saying to you Gentiles? You Democrats, you big bunch of stupid mob. Ezekiel 36, verses 17 and 19. Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. What does that mean? Uncleanness of a removed woman. Well, in Israel, when a woman is on her period, they remove her out of the house and put her in the guest house in the back someplace. The man, she's not even to come close to her husband. She has to be removed because she's unclean. And when you shed innocent blood, you're unclean. Or when you say, well, let them go. I mean, they're a little bit touched in their head. You know, their grandmother kicked them in the butt when they were little, and therefore they have the right to kill grandmothers, right? Somehow they got jacked up. You know, their mother was a drunk, and so they started hating all drunks, and so they took a rope and started strangulating drunks. Or their mother, they caught her being a prostitute, and so that gives them the right to be prostitutes. So just give them 5 years or give them life with the possibility of the Bible says kill them if they killed somebody. Kill them. Amen? No, they don't care. God doesn't care whether your grandmother kicked you in the rear end or what. Does he?
No.
There's no provision like that in the Word of God. It says that the land is polluted because of you're like an unclean female. You're as filthy as a menstrual cloth. You're defiled. And the only way that the land can be undefiled is to kill the murderer. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, look at all these women. 46 million women would have to be put to death. But the Bible says if you repent and don't do it anymore and you get saved and you start doing the work of the Lord, well, then he'll forgive you because you did it possibly in ignorance. So the Lord through Ezekiel continues, wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted the land. And I scattered them among the heathen. So God dispersed the Jews all over the world. And he said that in the last days he'd bring them back. And so he brought them back in 1947. So you got to know that it's the end time. That's one of the very last signs of the end time. And they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings. God said, I judge them. Not this bunch of Democratic judges, these bunch of Catholic that call themselves Christian judges. Catholics are not Christians, folks. Get that into your brain. Get it into your heart, your soul, your spirit. They're not Christians. The book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 19. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. And nobody's speaking out. This is the word of God. This is republic. The republic for which I stand. The republic for which I stand. American was based on the Bible, the word of God. Now, if the mob says, come on, we got to shed innocent blood, you have to say, absolutely not. Because that's mob rule. This is democracy. And I don't believe that we should be led by the people. Because, again, the people have consistently been wrong down through the ages. Hebrews 9:22. This is the New Testament, folks. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood is no remission. This means that unless Jesus came to wash all your sins away, you can't be forgiven for your sins. You have to stop going along with the mob, or you're never going to go to heaven. It's for sure you're going to go to hell. You have to wake up. It's obvious that you're in darkness. Most of the people in this world are deceived. They're in darkness. They don't know what they're doing. And so that's why the Lord sends rough and tough preachers into the world. People that are too afraid to go to hell, so they want to tell you the truth. I don't want to go to hell, and so therefore I don't care what people can do unto me. I'm going to tell you what the Lord says. Now Luke chapter 11 verses 49 and 51. Therefore, this is verse 49. And therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. Even the ones that God sent to you folks to tell you how to stay out of hell. And verse 50 says that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. Now verse 51. From the blood of Abel. See, that's horrible to shed blood. From the shed blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Jesus says through Paul, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. The Lord said that. Now Revelation chapter 16, verses 5 and 6. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and wast, and shalt be. You were before, and you are now, and you're going to be at the end. Because you're the Alpha and the Omega, because thou hast judged this way. For they have shed the blood of the innocent people. So, people should beware. You have to forsake democracy. It is thy faithfulness, your most faithful monitors, your conscience. Now, once you know the word of God and you see, oh my God, I'm doing all these things, and your conscience starts convicting you. This is the greatest monitor in the world is your conscience. But if your conscience is seared, well, then you don't get convicted over committing sin. And if you're sealed into hell in the lake of fire, then, yeah, that's it for you. But it is your conscience is your faithful, the most faithful, the most faithful monitor. It tells you plainly of all your faults, all your sins, The Word of God does and will not suffer sin to lie upon you. It points to the enemy, your enemy, that hurts and hunts for your precious soul. That's all Satan wants, is your soul. And your precious soul's life. You know, why should we defend the gospel? Because it's for your life. This is your soul that we're talking about. It discovers, your conscience discovers all the designs and plots of Satan in your beloved lusts. Now, doesn't it? If you read the Word of God, it would, doesn't it?
Yes.
Don't you ever been convicted of what you're doing? Doesn't the Word do that? Your precious lusts that you have against you. This made David love it so dearly. Psalms 19, verse 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. The Word of God warns your soul. And that's what God sends us preachers and teachers and pastors and prophets into the Word, into the world, to warn your soul, because you've only got one soul, you're not going to get another one. Your soul is going to spend eternity someplace, and that's why this is the time of the program where I pray with you. I pray the sinner's prayer with you so that you can call upon the Lord and rescue your own soul, because it's your soul, not mine. I'm going to heaven. What about you? If you want to, then say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say to the Lord, I open the door of my heart, and Lord, I invite you into my heart. Lord Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my precious soul. It's my soul, and I thank you for it, Lord. Now just praise and thank the Lord. Thank him and keep it up and keep reading the Word. If you have any questions, call me. And here's Sharon to tell you how to receive a copy of this program, number 503. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another stepping stone, another wall around you to be able to make it in this wicked world today by the power of God living in you. And right now, let's hear the Starlight Singers to sing this beautiful Christmas song, O Come All Ye Faithful.
O come all ye faithful,